I'm gonna let that ride a little bit. I'm telling you, get on that lo-fi, that chill hop. It'll change your life. And I'm saying y'all as far as those who are still drowning their eardrums in hip hop, this trash music industry, all the music that they're producing right now. Speaking of hip hop and music, I saw that DaBaby had his show canceled because he couldn't sell enough tickets. One, you know, people are not paying tickets to hear garbage. Two, people are not paying tickets because they have no money to pay for tickets. Three, the spell is being broken. I mean, a kid come out of nowhere wearing diapers, for one. Did it not once, but twice. Then he loses his father, quote-unquote human sacrificing. Then he loses his brother, quote-unquote human sacrificing. Then he shot and killed some random person in Walmart, quote-unquote human sacrificing. So he did all of this, and then his in and out of jail, his in and out of arrest stints, was all to get you to believe that being a rapper means you are immune to the justice system, and that's why they put this fool out there. Now, they did all of that. They put him on SNL. Like I said before, all you had to do was sit back and watch how this music industry works. It doesn't work based on talent. It works based on finding the lowest frequency person, someone who will do literally anything and has maybe a tiny shred of bit of talent, throw him in the spotlight and watch everybody, and especially African-Americans, especially you unawakened Israelites, to go after these type of idols and think, well, this is what it needs to be to be successful. And then you see the spell wear off. And they do the same thing with some rapper named Blueface and his girlfriend. I mean, the girl is a college-educated girl. The girl was actually smart. I seen old pictures of her. Now she looks like, it's like where you go from righteousness to trash and wickedness. You look crazy. She looks crazy. And you could tell they push them. They're like the Spanish couple, Chiclet and Melanie. Like the guy who always messing with his girl, but he's really, like, he's not really a man. Like, he's really effeminate. She bosses him and curses him around. Like, I mean, it's funny to watch them, but they took that model and said, all right, give them Blueface and this girl, Carissy, or whatever her name is. Give them that and then watch people. And that's all Black Americans are following right now. Even though they're laughing at it, they are still digesting that spell. Regardless of you, so I'm never being like them, I'll never be like them. When you get into an argument or a heated argument, your brain is going to relapse in whatever you see these particular couples do. It's inevitable. No matter how smart you think you are, because you've seen it on social media so many times and because you laugh at it, and if they use comedy, they use comedy to get you to laugh at these couples because you're still digesting the message. It's still going through your subconscious. You can sit here and say all you want, oh, I just listen to the beat, or they're just funny. But when it gets to a heated argument, for sure enough, you are going to emulate whatever disastrous problem in their relationship. You're going to manifest it in your relationship. You're going to manifest how you handle disputes with your significant other. That's why they give you these people. They know these people can't produce no good music. The music industry is basically dead. I mean, the last two albums of big stars were like gay dance anthems. It's over. They're not really going in there. See, when you are in a celebrity for long periods of time, you are detached from reality and you're detached from your fan base. You're not out doing, you know, trying to be personable. You're not trying to meet fans. Everything is calculated. Everything is based on a numeric system, and everything has to add up to a spell. It has to be in a momentum. That's why the music industry is for a long time has been trash. They know it ain't, it's not making money. People are fooled in thinking that rappers and artists are literally sitting in these multi-million-dollar homes and not having to pay rent and mortgages. Like, it's a lie. It really is. No one's buying albums anymore. Ever since music went digital, no one's buying it. Everybody's buying a $1.29 single off different albums. And then you can stream. Streaming it is not money. I don't know why people think streaming is money. Streaming is Bitcoin. They can tell you, oh, he had over 90 million streams. What does that mean? I can stream music. I'm not paying. I'm paying Apple $7 a month to stream whatever I want. I can listen to a song 100 times. It doesn't add to dollars in their bank accounts. I don't, and money doesn't go out of my account every time I listen to a song. I don't know why y'all think streaming is anything. Streaming is like Apple Music is literally the SoundCloud of copyrighted music. No one's making money in the music industry. Anyway. I'm going to hit this first because it was sports, and I know I'm going to forget once I get going. I saw Serena Williams, which is 40 years old, beat a woman who was 26 years old. And, of course, ignorant African-Americans will cape to anything as long as they see a black woman they think is a black woman being successful in a white, majority predominantly white arena. Who cares? But people don't know that's a man. You could just look at her face, her skull structure, her whole body. It's a man. You could go back to his earlier days as a teenager, as a 20-year-old, and nobody, no woman, not even Billie Jean King's body has grown that much. You take any female. You take any female from the time they were 20 to the time they're 30 and 40. Not much will ever change. But you take Serena Williams and Venus Williams, and you sit there and watch their bodies get overly massive as time goes on. And you're 40 years old, you're losing muscle mass, really. As a man, when you get older, you lose muscle mass. As a man. So if you're working out, if you continuously, you continue to work out, you're going to get beefy or bulky. It depends on how you work out. But your genetics has to be there. I can't understand how people still look at these two people and be like, yeah, these are black women. I don't know. I don't understand it. I really don't. Especially when you watch King Richard and they keep dropping hints that they're boys. You should go see the earlier footage of them playing tennis with their father. Straight up boys. Look like boys. Move and act like boys. They just had horrible hairdos. Because her hair couldn't grow. And, of course, she won 6-3. I mean, since it's her last hurrah, they're going to finagle these opponents for her. You know they're going to change the brackets, just like boxing. I mean, Floyd Mayweather only kept the title long enough because they was maneuvering specific opponents in these fights for him to win. A lot of these, remember that one guy, I forgot his name. He was in a Creed movie, the first Creed movie as a sparring partner. When he, remember, he I think it was in the Foxwoods in Jersey, where was it? I think Connecticut, I think that's where the match was. And I think he cheap shot at Floyd, and then he tried to shake his hand, and Floyd hit him and knocked him out, and that was the end of the fight. Like that type of stuff. They're not fighting no real opponents, somebody that could actually hurt him. It's all a spell. Everything is a ritual. If Floyd loses, that means young black men do not look up to losers. That means all that money he was carrying, he would go to Ridiculousness on MTV, carrying duffel bags of money. He would always stack money out, millions of dollars. They would do a reality show with him and 50 Cent, which was oddly enough, riding around on a Segway in his house, going to like casinos and betting on games and all that. Fam, you have to know he's losing more than he's winning. He's not a smart individual. He has the same disease that Mike Tyson has, like that broke disease. Being around people who are taking advantage of him. And I feel sorry for Mike Tyson being a young talent coming up and actually, was a good boxer, but he had Jewish management. Got his money taken away from him. Don King, Prince Hall Mason, got his money taken away from him. Then he was lost with nothing. Then loses his daughter. on a treadmill. People believe that story. Lost his daughter on a treadmill from choking on what, the emergency off switch, which is impossible. But people believed it. People believe a young girl was on a treadmill and choked on the emergency rope switch. And then all of a sudden, he popped up. Spike Lee did a nationwide tour with him, speaking tour, taught him how to talk right. Yeah, that cartoon came out. And then all of a sudden now he's talking cryptically about his last days. It's them contracts they signed. $60 million in debt. Turn it around, now he's $400 million plus in the black. Coming from selling your soul. Same thing with Floyd. Comes with selling your soul. Lost his baby. I met Josie, his baby mom. She used to go to his fights with him, bring the boys, bring his kids, used to go to the fights. Then all of a sudden, he died from pneumonia or something crazy. He's sacrificing, fam. Human sacrificing to stay relevant. That's what all this old industry is. And people don't see it. People still believe, oh, if I have talent, I should be able to put forth my talent on the main stage and not be tampered with. I get it. I thought the same way. Trust me. I thought the same way when I came into football. I thought football, the best person play. That's what I thought. The best person play. It ain't like that, fam. It really isn't. It's entertainment. And it's based on other spiritual factors. And no sense of getting yourself frustrated why you can't show your talent. If you can sing or dance or whatever you want to do, don't get frustrated. We are not at the time where you want to reap what you sow, especially if you want to be anything in that entertainment industry. But like I said before, same thing with Serena. You know, she didn't have that child. That's not her child. I mean, anybody can. I mean, he at a point can find a surrogate. That's why they keep pushing surrogacy in front of your face with these celebrities. Everybody's getting a surrogate. Gabrielle Union, surrogate. Kim Kardashian, surrogate. Like they're getting surrogates and try to convince you that these people have a natural birth. That's what happens when you're in the system too long. You really don't know. You really don't have discernment when it comes to these issues because you're so locked in into an identity or into an image of what you think or what you relate to. You can tell black women up and down that Serena Williams is a man and they would not believe it because they see themselves as a successful black woman in the eyes of Serena Williams. The same thing with Sha'Carri Richardson. That is a boy. If we can point out that Brittany Griner is a full-grown man playing in the WNBA and has done so since college, what can we say about Sha'Carri Richardson from LSU, who's now competing in track events? The same thing. Look at that person's body. It is not built like a female. Look at the hips. It's not built like a female. So he beat the Jamaican sprinter. It was raining, for one. And like I said before, if you watch his earlier track meets, he's not running as fast. Like he's lagging behind. Like you know, you could fake like you running fast, but lag behind. Like I said before, they're not picking Michael Johnson, the Michael Johnsons of sprinters, or the Boltons of sprinters, and putting them as females and making it completely obvious. They're not doing that. They're taking subpar sprinters, which is a male, and throwing them in female sports. That's all they're doing. Subpar males, putting them in female sports where they at least can make it look convincing that they're women. If you look at her chest is nothing like a female. Now all of a sudden you see him growing breasts, which wasn't like that before. All of a sudden from last year to this year, breasts are starting to appear. And I mean, they're barely A cups, but you could tell it's somebody's taking either taking hormone pills, or you can see that slowly moving breast implants. All you got to do is pay attention. That's really all you got to do. This is the whole reason for the peacocking. And I go back to the old school Yazidi god called Melek Tau. M-E-L-E-K-T-A-U-S. Melek Tau. It was a Western Asian, like Iraqi, Ishmaelish type of people who worship a god named Melek Tau, which is nothing but Lucifer, because Lucifer is also described as a peacock. Peacocks are male. So it's only male peacocks, you know, when they get ready to attract a mate or fight, they do the whole, their tails fly up, like they do the whole show, right? That's what they call peacocking. That's what you see this male, known as Shikari Richardson, peacocking, wearing those stupid wigs, because they think black women, that's all they look like, is those trash wigs, those colorful wigs, always putting rhinestones or whatever decorations on his face, a sleeve to sprint, and I never seen a sprinter wear the AI sleeve, you know, the old school Allen Iverson sleeve, like you about to go crossover. How you about to look like you about to go hoop on the field when you don't run in track? But the whole AI sleeve. Then you got those colorful wigs. They're so bad. You have not yet, from the 3-4 years that this man has actually been running, you have not seen the natural hair. I don't even think you ever seen it in college. There's a reason for that. There's a reason for why they peacock this person. This world is a joke. It is. And the people who believe in it are hilarious. They are the punchline of this joke. Anyway, that's enough entertainment. I said in multiple episodes before that you need to start worrying about the resources. Water was going to be one of them. I said this before. I said they're going to come after the resources. And I made that example by using the 2008 financial crisis. If you remember that movie Big Short and Michael Burry, at the end of the movie, they tell you straight up and down what's going to happen. That's how I know none of this is by chance. None of this is climate change. All of this comes from them preparing to crash this system. That movie Big Short came out, almost a decade ago? And at the end of it, Michael Burry said his only commodity that he invested in was water. That's what he said in that movie. You should watch that movie so you understand what's going to happen. If you are entertainment or a visual learner or entertainment visual learner, watch that movie again. Because all of a sudden now we have droughts and floods, which makes no sense to me, because we would have floods in the same areas you would have droughts. Mississippi is going through a water crisis because there was something tampering, or now it's the pipes are dusty. The pipes got lead in them. The pipes are eroding. They didn't know this last year. They didn't know this for the last 5 or 10 years. They didn't know this when they built this water system, that the pipes would eventually erode. Why they start eroding now? Why? Because they have to print more money. They wait. They knew this day was going to come. So people are drinking tainted brown water that looks like coffee. I don't know. Who knows how long it's actually been going on? But they just now telling you. People can't shower. People can't drink. Schools can't use the water fountains. They strategize against this. And we are always going to be behind the eight ball because we do not see these things coming until after they happen. So I'm telling you now, start finding ways to secure water. Start finding ways. They have, I don't know, 1,000 companies. They have one company called Fresh Direct, where they just, if you sign up, you rent the water apparatus, like, you know, to hold the water, and then you pay for, you know, 5 gallon or whatever it is, the drums of water, and you can just have it in your house. Like water coolers that they put in offices, you can get that service and put it in your house. I would recommend you start doing that. It's not that expensive. It really isn't. It's like Fresh Direct is like $3 a month to pay to rent the equipment. And then I just pay $7 or like $10 for a 5 gallon drum. And I usually get 7 gallons of stuff. But you need to start doing that. They're gonna tamper with the water supply. They're already doing it in New York. Talking about they found monkeypox or Ebola, whatever they think they found. And the way they're tampering with the water system. So tampering with the water system, it will automatically make you assume that, oh, we need to pay to get it more. We need to upgrade. We need to buy more. So they got to print money that they don't have. Printing money that you don't have will create a hyperinflation. Eventually, it's going to create a hyperinflation. People keep thinking that because we've been in this system so long and you just known them for printing money and printing money and printing money. I'm not talking about billions. They've been printing trillions and think, oh, they're never going to call that bill in. The bill is never going to show up. The waiter is never going to come to our table and drop off the bill. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And they want it to happen. They're just taking kickbacks for themselves. Sending money to Ukraine, creating all types of weak socialist programs to throw money at. And that's all they wanted. They're finding reasons to throw money at a situation, the money they don't have, send it in hyperinflation, and then crashing the economy. And that backpacks really on the energy crisis. So, of course, now you see Baghdad, the Iraqi people going through a civil war. Now you're seeing wars jumping. You literally see them jumping. Civil wars jumping from country to country, country. And what is the thing about people who are in the middle of a civil war think to themselves, let's go to a presidential palace or an ex on this matter, Saddam Hussein's house, and go have a pool party. They did it in Sri Lanka. What is it about people crashing in presidential palaces and going straight into the pool? Like, do they not have pools in their country? Is that a luxury that people don't have, is pools? These people don't even go get food. They don't get resources. They jump in the pool water, which is crazy to me. And it's hilariously ironic. But now they're going to try to say, oh, because Ukraine's having a nuclear issue, and now people, the civil war in Iraq, now an energy crisis is coming, which they think has to do with us. Because they keep telling you energy crisis, even though it's in a country thousands and thousands of miles away, and if you listen to me in your respective country, it's happening thousands and thousands of miles away from you. They're going to find a way to make it seem like, oh, this particular part of the country's energy crisis is going to affect everybody else. So then get ready. Rolling blackouts is going to happen. Trust me. They're already telling you it's going to be hot summers and on top of hot summers, which really is the normal heat of the summertime. But they're going to tell you summer is going to get hotter. So when the summer gets hot, the droughts happen and floods magically happen. Somehow they're going to convince you that it's an energy crisis and you're going to have rolling blackouts. So rolling blackouts on top of the water energy crisis is going to do what? It's going to knock out banks, knock out ATMs. Things need to be online. Things need to switch over. It's going to feel like what Y2K was. When people thought 1999, they all of a sudden the computer system were all going to crash for some reason when it just went into 2000. It's going to feel like that. The system they're working on it right now. That's why a lot of these rituals are falling to pieces so quickly. That's why they can't keep enough going. They have to distract you enough because they're preparing how to cause a blackout and switch the system on. Now, this blackout is going to happen for longer than just 24, 48 hours. And I always say this, you people are stuck on TikTok Vine time. So you think if it don't happen in 20 minutes, then it ain't going to happen. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a long period of time where blackouts going to happen. It's going to be like 2 to 3 days type of blackouts. It's going to be a long enough blackouts for people to start looting, start killing, start purging. And right now, we already at that level. They're already getting people to be at that level. You know, and they've been preparing for it. Why would you think they would come out with a movie, an Avatar movie called Way of Water? Why do you think they would come out with that? They've been preparing for it. Now, I'm pretty sure they're going to predict the program or whatever is in that movie. And really, if you take the blue color off these, whatever these things are, these lion monkey aliens, if you take the color off them and make them Native American people, this is exactly what Esau is. James Cameron tried to disguise it, but they can't disguise it. This is exactly what, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be offending white folk, but this is what white men do. This is what you do. You infiltrate. And this is what Esau did. If any man as profane as any fornicator as profane as Esau, what is Jake Sully? An Edomite. What did he do? He slept with the chief tribalman's daughter. That's what they do. What do you thought that Pocahontas story was, a romance novel story? They snatched Pocahontas and took her back another country. A grown man took basically pedophilia. The grown man took a young Indian girl across the country to make her an object of ridicule. Snatched her. Did the same thing to a woman named Sarah Bartman called Hatsanat Venus. She had big boobs and a big backside. And at that time, white folk have never seen a big booty before. What'd they do to her? Snatched her, took her to Europe, made her like treated her like a zoo animal, gave her all type of STDs, whored her out. She couldn't have children. I think she couldn't have children because what they did to her vagina. And that was the end of her. This is what the white man has done. Y'all don't think your bloodline follows you? It follows you. I don't care how righteous you think you are at this moment in time, but as a unit, as a whole, as a team, as an organization, this is what white men has been doing since Esau. Japheth had done the same exact thing. Watch the Northman. That's Japheth's children. Them Celts and Celtics and all that, them Vikings. The show Vikings, Japheth's children. Just watch what you do. You should be embarrassed. I always wonder, do white men be embarrassed about how you are portrayed as a unit? Jake Sully went in there, had sex with now they have a kid. Now he pretends he's a part of the tribe. But really, that's what they did to the Native Americans. Remember the movie Braveheart? What did the homeboy say? If you can't get them out, breed them out. So they instituted, only white folk would make up this law, prima nocta, which means if a man had a virgin bride, that they would have to give them up to an English nobleman so he could defile her. And at the end, they wouldn't have any abortions. So basically, English and Scotsmen were breeding amongst each other. And this is exactly what Esau did. Create these laws where they could snatch up the young women out of their heritage, out of their lineage, create these half-breeds where the children don't have an identity, don't know which side to fight on. Then they grew up. That's how the nations created themselves. This is how they spread. And I'm not going to say white men, all white men are like a cancer, but this is how wickedness has spread through bloodlines. Not even the Hamites have done this. Not even the Shemites have done this. I mean, on account of Solomon's whoredom, his simpness, but this really has never been an institution or a people as a unit that have gone out of their way to water down a particular race to breed them out of their lineage. There has been no other nation. From Ham, Shem, and Japheth, it has been no other nation that has attempted to literally water down other people's bloodlines. This is what they do in America. It's not about being segregationist or being against integration. It's not about that. Some things, suffice it to say, should be left well enough alone. Bloodlines should be left well enough alone. And this has been the problem since the Nephilim. Mingling bloodlines. Tainting bloodlines. To where people really truly believe their recessive genes make them dominant in a nation created. In a nation created, the world created by brown folk. If you mad, stay mad. No one cares. You had your time. You literally had your time in the had your fun in the sun being a dominant race. Your will being imposed on all these nations. And I talked about this in the last episode. Of pedophiles, white men flying to indigenous countries, watering down their bloodlines because they're sick. Profane fornicators, pedophiles, rapists, flying into indigenous countries of brown folk, watering down their bloodline, leaving their children half-breeds, mongrels, without resources, without knowledge, without understanding, and then leaving and going back to your wife. It pains me every time when I see old white men walking around Fort Lauderdale, Los Olas, with black prostitutes, female prostitutes. It enrages me. But that's what you do. It's in your system. Esau will rule by the sword. And he's a profane fornicator. That ain't stopped. Some people, you see, human nature think because we have technology, we are somehow evolved into being highly intelligent beings. That's a lie. It's a lie. We ain't no more smarter now than people were back then. We just real crafty with our foolishness. We just real technological with our stupidity. And like I said, ruling by the sword, violence follows. So what do you see in America right now? The top five cities as of right now, Philly, Oregon, D.C., Atlanta, and New York, those cities are ran by Democrats. Ran by Democrats. Most of the mayors are Democratic mayors. So what do you see now? And we're going to talk about this Lions portal. These so-called numeric mystics think this exists. People who are in numerology don't understand gematria is hilarious to me. Because that's all numerology is. There's no such thing as angel numbers. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as angel numbers. You can't find angel numbers in scripture. The fallen angels. I'm going to get to that later. The fallen angels. They taught different types of witchcraft and sorcery. They didn't say, hey, 777 meant this. 444 meant this. 321 meant this. It doesn't say that. But people believe because the dates or numbers synchronize with whatever's going on, so people believe in it. Oh my gosh, it's the Lion's Portal. That means abundance. Abundance and excitement, love, passion is coming my way. They let y'all read that crap and eat it up. So what they do now? Right now, you're going to see a lot of crimes being reported using the number 8. And I described this on my Instagram. There's a lot of crimes right now with the number 8 behind it. The kid, the Washington Redskins running back, I mean, that poor child, he came into this world already marked. He was born March 22nd. That's 322 Skull and Bones. He was shot on H Street. H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. And on the cross street was 11th Street too. So H, which is 8, times 11 is 88. That's where we get the 88 portal, which they say claim started. Then my man's name, Brian Robinson Jr., is 88. Let's go deeper.
My man's jersey number is the number 8. Now, mind you, he's a rookie, so I don't think he really was given a choice in the matter of what his number was. They probably told him, hey, no, you got to wear number 8. I mean, if you're a drafted player, you get to tell him, yeah, I want this number. And if somebody got your number, you'd be like, yeah, I want this number. You either pay for it off their back if they're a free agent, or they'll cut them and you can get the number, which is what happened to me. I had to wait for a guy to get cut. Respectively, I waited for him to get cut, so I took 27. Or most guys pay. Like, you gotta pay me to change my number. I seen that happen. I mean, guy had $10,000 to change his number. But he wore number 8. So if you're a free agent or undrafted free agent, you go in there, you get whatever they put in your locker. So mind you, they plan these things. That poor man was drafted or was signed to go into camp. And they were like, yeah, we're gonna sacrifice this one. So he went to the street. I don't know what he was doing there. But some people, they pretty much pay people. You can pay the ignorant to literally do anything. You can, at this point in time, if you know they can make a rapper put on a pamper in front of everybody, in front of his peers and friends, fam, they can get somebody they can get any random guy and be like, here, I'll give you $10,000 if you go up there and shoot this kid. And people do it. So they went up there, shot him twice, dropped the weapon and ran. You're not going to ever find out who did it until, what, a year later? And then the spell's already done. You're like, oh, okay. So you're going to see a lot of crimes like this. Evictions. I said this before. Watch the movie 99 Homes. It's going to be like, that's why they put these movies out. Movies like 99 Homes, when it's about evictions and how... Because right now the housing market bubble is about to pop. It's about how corporate America, these banks, are buying up commercial real estate, are buying up the residential area. They're buying them, pricing them out, and having so people either get evicted or they can't get housing. They want this. They want people in the street. They want homelessness, especially families. They want everybody to be in a high rise. They want everybody in the townhome. They want everybody in a niche community. So putting people in a niche community, which means in order to get into that residential area or to get into these buildings, they can just easily say, hey, everybody needs to be vaccinated. To live here, everybody needs to be vaccinated. I spoke on this two years ago, because I knew this. I knew they're not going to stop with just saying, hey, you need to get vaccinated for work. I know it's going to go deeper than this. They're going to want everybody's resources to be attached to getting the mark or getting housing through vaccinations. That I think, I swear, I promise you, that's how it's going to go down. So they're buying up all the property. So there was an incident in Houston where a man was getting evicted, shot the landlord, and a couple other people. So he set the place on fire, they say. Did a murder-suicide. But he did it on August 28th. August 28th, 2-8, which is 88. And the address of what this happened, was 8201. Was nothing but 28 or 2-8s reversed. So they already programming people. People don't think numbers is real, or they don't use numbers as a spell. They are programming people. Programming you to, as soon as you think you get evicted, to grab your gun and just say, F it. People are already at that level. People are already stealing resources. Like I said before, stealing from Target, stealing from Walmart. People fighting in fast food restaurants. The cheapest, nastiest food that is, there's nothing but toxins in it. Toxic. You don't know where they get this meat from. People are scoffing this stuff down because you can't afford Whole Foods. That makes you more angry, makes you more stressed out, makes you more with anxiety. So then somebody tells you, hey, you got to get out. You can't pay rent. You better hope they don't discover another lockdown. Businesses are going to fail. I'm telling you, these people own the real estate market. They want it to fail. They want. They don't care about the little guy. They giving PPP loans out to people who literally don't have a business or use themselves as a business for tax write-off purposes, who are already finding loopholes in the system. I said, people need to start preparing. You need to cut back your spending, cut back your foolishness, and you better start cutting back a lot of the things that do not serve you. One of the things, which is the title of this episode, God's Son, some of you think, oh, all I got to do is, I got faith in Jesus. Jesus is going to help me. I got faith in Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I get into these, that's why when I post truths and stuff like that, I stop really trying to read the comments because I know it's going to be an ignorant Christian out there somewhere who needs to put forth their religion and think their religion means more than the biblical Israelites in which the book is about. You can't find Christianity or Christians anywhere in the New Testament or the Old Testament or the books that were taken out. But some way down the line, back, and I said this before, because some of y'all are related to Esau and some of y'all are related to Japheth, you have lived in a world where your matter, where your opinion, your bloodline, and your life mattered before anybody else's. So you can change the history, you can change the facts, and everybody else has to kowtow to it. You live in this world right that you lived in, that you got these ideologies from, is dying. So I'm telling you in a harsh way, not a condescending way, in a harsh way, you better purge yourself from this ideology and humble yourself. I talk a lot about my people, worse than I talk about any other race, because it's my people. But I'm talking to you now. If you want to save yourself from being judged, or you want to save yourself from being included in the book of Obadiah, if I were you, I would start learning the Messiah, the Mashiach's real name. Jesus is not coming back to rapture any of you, because he is a sun god. All you had to do is look at Jasher. The book of Jasher states, Abraham saw the sun and said, oh, this must be Elohim. This must be God. Him I will serve. So Abraham prayed to the sun. Then the sun went down. The moon and stars came up. Abraham, oh, the sun can't be the God, because it's vanished. Where is he? Oh, but there's the moon. There's the stars. I will serve and worship the moon and stars. Then y'all had to appear to him like, nah, fam, this is who I am. So the ignorant, the people who are pagans, the people who created Christianity, the people who created Islam, the people who created Judaism, they saw that. They read that and said, we call it the Abrahamic religions. The Egyptians did the same thing, and they almost killed the Pharaoh. They literally hated a Pharaoh for doing it. Aten, King Aten, scraped all of the gods that the old Egyptians worship, Isis, Set, Horus. He scraped it and tried to institute the sun as a god. They called it Atenism. He said, no, we're going to have one god. We're going to have a monotheistic god, and it's the sun. No one else can worship Horus, Set, and Isis anymore. Man, they almost rioted. They literally took that man. They didn't even bury that man properly. They don't even give that man respect. They struck off all remembrance of this, of King Aten, Pharaoh Aten. So when the Greeks came in, the Greeks came in and said, you know what? We're going to do some Babylonian mess. We're going to mix it up a little bit. So they created the Greco-Egyptian god Serapis. Serapis did the same exact thing before Yahushua even walked. He almost had the same exact profile. Serapis is where you get the very first worshipers that were called Christians. All you have to do to look this up. This is refutable evidence. Irrefutable evidence. Look this up. If you're a Christian, know where it comes from. Then, they had a couple other sun gods, Greek, Roman sun gods. Yahusha came, crucified, went and gone. Then Paul started preaching. That's when he started saying, if you're preaching another Yahusha, if you're preaching another gospel, him, you will bear with that. Paul, being an Israelite, being mistaken as an Egyptian, which is a Hamite. So Paul, black. In Rome, from Rome, in Greece, talking, preaching the gospel. And at this time, they already have created, at that time, Isis Christos. The reason why they say Isis Christos, because there was no damn J in the alphabet back then, especially in Greek. The letter J wasn't invented till 1524. It's almost the same age as the Gregorian calendar. So they didn't even call Jesus Jesus back then. So then Paul's preaching, and he's preaching, you'll bear with somebody calling it another gospel because they're talking about the Israelite Yahusha, the Hebrew Israelite Yahusha, the black Yahusha. Everybody else running around town drawing and doing paintings of the white Isis Christos. And I can see why Yahusha at the beginning said, do not go in certain countries preaching the gospel. I can understand that. Because y'all's bloodline is just as twice as ignorant then as it is today. Just as stiff-necked it is then as it is today. I can see why Yahusha said, don't go over there talking to those people. Go to the lost sheep of Israel. Go to them. They understand. Go to your people. I can see why Yahusha said that. Because trying to correct some of you Christians into the right spelling, the right name and spelling of the Messiah, the one that you say died for your sins, that you can't respect that man enough to say his name is Yahusha. You can't respect that enough because you want to stick with your bloodline, your lineage, who you truly are in the Bible as Jesus Christ. That man, Jesus, has never walked this earth. They even tell you in Rome, born 300 AD. They even tell you, he a sun god. Like he said this before in the last episode. Scripture is not broken down in the Old Testament and New Testament. If you actually read Scripture, I'm not going to tell you the verses. Read it for yourself. Because when the Israelites wanted to refer to another book, they didn't say, go back to the Old Testament. Go back to the New Testament. They said, is it not written in the book of Yasher? Is it not written in the book of Chronicles? Is it not written? That's what they say when they back up facts. When they tell you where to go, when the facts are in another book, they tell you where to go. Is it not written? They did it with Solomon in the book of Kings. They go, is it not written what King Solomon did in Chronicles? They tell you. They don't say, is it written in the Old Testament? Because that's the problem with religion. It don't really have rules. It has soft rules. It has guidelines. This, Jesus came in and said, the laws are done away with. The government teaches your pastor's religion. It teaches you to your pastor's religion. The laws are not done away with. The laws were done away with, then why in Hebrews 8:10 would Yahuwah say this? For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahuwah. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a Elohim, and they shall be to me a people. It don't say Christians shall be a people to Yahuwah. It don't say Islam shall be a people to Yahuwah. It don't say Judaism shall be a people to Yahuwah. It says the nation of Israel. It says Israelites. If the laws were done away with, why would Yahuwah, after our last captivity, is going to come back to write his laws into our hearts and minds? This is why I tell y'all, or try to get you to find the proper feast days and holy days. It's going to eventually, he's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. I'm not going to say I know the Most High, I know what he's going to do, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to institute the Gregorian calendar. I know that much. I know these days are going to go back to 364. I know that much. I know he's not going to change his calendar from the Book of Enoch. I know he's not going to change that and say, oh, we're going to go to 377 days now. I know he created this world. He created everything to work in its due season. I'm pretty sure he's going to come back and give y'all the Enochian calendar. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure these laws, these statutes, and commandments are going to come back. They're already back now, but the fact that he has to put these laws into our hearts and our minds, because we continuously will not walk in them. We keep going to the left. We keep going to the right. We do not stay in his laws. That was our whole problem. Our problem really, I mean, we had a lot of problems, but our main problem was going into everybody else's religion and trying to merge their religion with our traditions. And that is where we keep falling. We would go after the Moabite. I said this in the last episode. We would go after Moloch. We would go after Chemosh. We would go after the star Saturn, Shaun. We will go after everybody else's gods and learn their ways and then get sent to captivity, then come out of captivity, but all right, well, now we're act right and get back into our normal laws and our Shabbats and our feast days, holy days, the Passover and all that. We would do that. So Christians are saying, oh, the laws are done away with. That's because they feel all they got to do is say, it's very easy to say, oh, I got Jesus Christ. Oh, I got to go. Because no one talks about God in these Christian churches. No one ever talks about God's judgments or commandments or what he's going to do, because Christians are fooled that all of a sudden the people from the New Testament completely were erased and everybody's dead. As if the scripture is not happening today. For somehow Christians got it in their mind that the people of the book are no longer existing. That all we have to do is wait on Revelation. That Jesus is going to come back only in Revelation. And you get this from your bloodline. And your bloodline, if you actually read the New Testament and the Old Testament, if you get the Sefer and read the Sefer, you did not hear about the synagogue until the New Testament. You could pretty much track how Jerusalem moved from South Africa, which is near Nambia, the real Jerusalem, and how it moved into the land you see now. It's very easy how that happened. Because if you read the Old Testament, you read the Sefer and the books that were taken out, you hear nothing but temple. Temple, 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 called out assembly, temple, temple, temple. House of Yahuwah, temple, temple, temple. It got to the New Testament. Herod came down into Africa. They don't tell you this. It's in ancient maps. Herod, Nero, they were in Africa. They went in Africa, saw the Israelites, just like Avatar, saw the Israelites, saw how they were living. That big tree that they had in Avatar, that's Jerusalem. Saw what they did, saw how they were living, saw they were dead, saw how they worshiped the Most High. Took all the customs, took the traditions, like, all right, we'll do the same thing. So that fort, which is called Fort Antonia over there, that you think is Jerusalem, is Fort Antonia. It's a Roman fort. So basically, Yahuwah kicked them out of our land because he said in scripture that Jerusalem will be desolate till this day. So kicked them out, kicked them, put them back all the way over across that little tiny land, which is Tyre, which is where the Edomite stronghold was. Tyre, because it's after the King Tyrus, which is another name for red, which is right next to the Red Sea. You could call that the Edom Sea. Their border, the border of wickedness. That's them over there. That's their land. That desolate, dry place, that's their land. You didn't hear about synagogues until Yahusha, until Jerusalem was destroyed, and all you hear was synagogue. And what did you hear when Yahusha was walking around preaching in these so-called synagogues? He was encountering unclean spirits in people. Who do you think he was countering unclean spirits? Who do you think he was beefing with? With the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which were a combination of Edomites and Phoenicians. Who do you think he was encountering? You thought all of a sudden Yahushua was preaching amongst all black folk and black folk handing him over? Nope. Judas himself, Judas Iscariot, his last name is Greek. Josephus, which most of Judaism talks about all of his writings in their laws, all the books that Josephus, all of them, the people who handed them over to priests, Edomites. H.G. Wells, which everybody calls an anti-Semite now because he told the truth historically about these people, said that Edom, the Idumeans, were made Jews. So they learned it from somewhere. Just how black the Israelites were up in Western Russia, the Khazars. Who do you think they learned that from? Who do you think the Ashkenaz learned their traditions from? They learned it from the Israelites because we taught them. They're not going to say this. They think they all of a sudden they're God's people. We taught them. And then they merged the Babylonian or the Talmud and all that. They merged it with their religion. And that goes back to Jubilees when the Most High said, I did not appoint any angel, any spirit over the house of Israel, but I did appoint an angel and a spirit to lead other nations away from him to work his will. So he didn't choose, and it says in Jubilees, he didn't choose Esau and Ishmael because they were the seed of Abraham. He chose them not because he knew them. Knows them, meaning he can see this world from beginning and to the end, and he knew exactly who these people are, which is why most of you don't know who you come from. You don't know if you come from Shem, Ham, Japheth, Ishmael, Esau, you don't know. But I can tell you this, it's in your stupidity and it's in your ignorance who exactly who you are and why you weren't chosen or your ancestors weren't chosen before, because you don't know want to wake up to the truth. You want to do it your way. And that's going to be the national anthem in hell. I did it my way. I'm trying to get you to do it Yahuwah's way. And that is only by searching out the scriptures. That is only by finding out what pleases him, not what pleases the Son God, Jesus Christ. Laws are done away with. Then he wouldn't have said this in Ezekiel 36:27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Jesus Christ doesn't have any statutes. Jesus Christ doesn't have any judgments. Jesus Christ doesn't have a spirit. Why do you think you never catch the Holy Ghost outside of church? Why do you think you never catch the Holy Ghost outside of jumping up and down and shaking your tambourine and hoop-hobbering and soft-shoeing and tap-dancing in the middle of the aisle? Why do you think you never catch the Holy Spirit outside of Kundalini? Why do you think you never catch the Holy Spirit outside of interpretive line dancing you're doing in churches? Why do you think that is? You have never caught somebody doing prophetic tongues or catching the Holy Ghost in the middle of Publix or Safeway. You never seen nobody catching the Spirit anywhere. The Spirit is in you. He will put His Spirit in you. Not the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's Yahuwah's Spirit. It's Yahuwah's Ruach HaKodesh. It's the same Spirit He put in Yahusha. It's the Father's Spirit. That comes with Spirit. With the Spirit, it comes with understanding. It comes with wisdom. It comes with knowledge. It comes with obedience. It comes with instruction. It comes with being humble. That's what comes with it. So you religious fanatics, I cast out demons in my dreams. I cast out demons in my dreams under Jesus Christ's name. It's all about the Spirit. It's not about the name. Let you believe that. When it's light, when the lights get dark and everything stops, let's see whose Jesus shows up. Where do you think that whole depart from me, I never knew you come from? Don't you know that Yahusha knew that y'all would change his name to Jesus Christ? I hope you don't think you're smarter than Yahusha. I truly don't think that you are smarter to believe that Yahusha meant for y'all to change his name to a Roman sun god named Jesus Christ and think you're going to knock upon that door and say, I casted out demons in Yahusha's name. No, you didn't. Why do you think rappers like Jay-Z and all these other Kanye West and DJ Khaled, everybody says Jesus. Guardians of the Galaxy. What am I supposed to say? Jesus Christ. Why do you think they invoke that name and they don't dare touch Yahusha's name? You think demons are running around here scared because y'all saying Jesus Christ? It's rappers who are filled with demons saying Jesus Christ. You know they're not saying Yahusha. Hollywood keep making movies on top of movies mocking Jesus Christ, the Passion of the Christ. There was a gay guy with AIDS pretending to be Jesus Christ. They had a Netflix special. It was a gay Jesus. They dare not say Yahusha. There was a Comedy Central, the guy who created Boondocks. It was black Jesus. Dare not say Yahusha. So let's get back to these dreams that you so people so-called, I cast out demons in my dreams. Ecclesiasticus 34:1. The hopes of a man void of understanding are vain and false, and dreams lift up fools. 34:2. Whoso regards dreams is like him that catches at a shadow and follows after the wind. 34:3. The vision of dreams is the resemblance of one thing to another, even as the likeness of a face to a face, which means it's a mirage. It means it's a double image. That means it don't happen. Divinations and soothsayings and dreams are vain, and the heart fancies as a woman's heart in travail. For dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them. If they not sent by Yahuwah, do not put your trust in them. And since Christians believe, I get visions, I get this, you don't know what you're getting. You have no discernment. How do you not know that demons, and if you read the Testament of Solomon, the book, the very small book of the Testament of Solomon, talks about a demon. I'm going to get to Azazel later. It talks about a demon being able to transform himself into a different being to play with the thoughts and minds of men, thinking that they're having sex with a female demon in dream. It's actually a male demon. So they can convince you to stay in Christianity by pretending that the power of Jesus actually has power. You getting double whammied. You getting double fooled. No one is smarter than Yahuwah. No one is smarter than Yahusha. But some of you do not want to get these simple facts straight so you can actually unlock a part in your spirituality that's been waiting to escape. But it keeps you back because you want to hold on to the Roman sun god, Jesus Christ. And I don't want to hear this, oh, it doesn't matter about his name. It's all about what's in the heart. You ain't got no heart. You got no spirit. How do you know? Because the spirit will be working in you. It will be instructing you. It will be calling you to obedience. It will be making you humble. And that's why I posted that white lady talking about how she threw up and all this. I can't even imagine the shock she felt when she actually found out the truth. The Most High is going to pick whom he chooses to actually raise up. And I'm telling you, he never raises up people who are haughty-minded. He never calls people who are too deep in their self-righteousness. He picks from the pit so the person from the pit can be exalted. So they can truly feel what the Ruach HaKodesh is. That's why at the end of the video, the woman says, it's very refreshing. She's trying to get other people to drink the right drink. I cut a little bit of it. She did like a 15-minute monologue of this, talking about how white folk did nothing but accuse her of sins, did nothing but accuse her, make fun of her. Didn't want to hear the truth, which is the same problem y'all bloodline had when you heard Yahusha preaching. When you see him doing his works, oh, he got a devil in him. That's the first thing y'all saw. Your first thing your people did. Oh, he got a devil in him. Oh, he's doing work on the Shabbat. Oh, he's eating on the Shabbat. He's in the field eating. Running and telling, accusing. And then wonder why he had to go in these synagogues and release demons out of these people in these synagogues. You take religion out of it, it's your bloodline. It's your lineage that's affected. Why do you think Jeremiah says the nations will come all around the world to say we have inherited lies and things that were in no profit? Inherited lies. That verse still don't hit some of you. Inherited lies. Some of us inherited lies. I still remember being a Baptist Christian. It wasn't that long ago, fam. I remember being a Baptist Christian. I remember being in Christianity. I remember going to churches. Never really truly understanding scripture. Couldn't even read the King James thing. Bible. You just sit there and listen. I knew Christianity really didn't have no power. Because the things I were doing in churches. Filling up girls' legs. Filling up a girl's boobs in church. Watching people jump up and down, screaming and shouting, jumping up and down. Most cringy thing I ever saw in my life. Watching people get hands laid on them and pass it out on the floor. Then myself, when I learned the truth of who I was, learned the truth of Yahushua HaMashiach, did you think I went to other people's posts and cried and complained, bitch, and get mad and assault people and accuse people? Do you think I did that? No. I literally sat there, watched the information. Huh. Oh, you don't say. Well, I'll be John Brown. Huh. Then I kept going more. Surely, I came out of it. I was like, oh, all right. I even tried to go into a church out here in Florida. I just was like, all right, this must be a sign. The church is on Johnson Street. Oh, this must be a sign. Let me go into this church. Literally sat there and could not sit there. I literally took me and my daughter, sat there. For 20 minutes, I could not listen to this dude preach. I really couldn't. It was one of those like millennial hipster type pastors and these weird alternative Dave Matthew Band type Christian worship songs. I was like, nah, I can't do this. I can't do this. I couldn't do this. But I didn't go and say, hey, this church, blah, blah, blah. I didn't do that. I sat there and tried to learn what my spirit was telling me. And my spirit was telling me, nah, fam, this ain't it. This ain't even a little bit of it. This ain't it. Then I started learning for myself. That's how I did it. That's how I was in this walk. That's how I learned to detach myself from man's religion. I humbled myself. I knew I didn't know it all. And knowing that you don't know something makes you want to know something a lot more. Makes you want to really understand what you don't know. No one wants to be a fool. No one wants to look like a fool. But some of you, because you've been in your pride and in your arrogance and in your ego online, it's going to hurt more because you won't shut your mouth. So now you already, what they call the sunk cost fallacy. Now you already knee deep in your pride and arrogance. Now you want to fight and say, oh, it doesn't matter what his name is. Oh, it doesn't matter what race he is. Oh, it doesn't matter about these laws. You are becoming a snare unto yourself for not being able to see the truth. And it's going to hurt you in the long run. You can say whatever you want because your life is going good now. You can say whatever you want. And I said this in the last episode. You don't know what obstacles, you don't know what lion is on its way to devour your silly dumbass. And you don't know when it's going to come in, when it's going to come. You don't know. Yeah, you riding high now. But for how long? Like I said, the one thing about human nature is pretending they have all the answers, that no one's smarter than them, that no one has ever thought about the same thoughts that we have thought all these generations of human evolution, and we are the top tier of human existence, and no one has ever thought like us. Women think no one's ever been able to done makeup like them before. Females think, all you got to do is look at the Explore page. Women, are y'all okay? Like, y'all do not know how to do your hair and nails yet? Do you not know how to put makeup on your face yet? After the umpteenth tutorial of these influencers, y'all don't know how to take care of yourselves yet? Where do you think, y'all doing it so much, what they call it, what the black girls call beat to the gods. Y'all do it so much, y'all starting to look like men. Where do you think that comes from? You think you created makeup? You think you created the look? You think you created contouring? You females actually, y'all think y'all created contouring? Let's go to Enoch 8. Moreover, Azazel taught men to make swords, knives, shields, breastplates, the fabrication of mirrors, and the workmanship of bracelets and ornaments, the use of paint, the beautifying of the eyebrows, stones of every valuable select kind, and all sort of dyes, so that the world became altered. And piety increased, fornication multiplied, and they transgressed and corrupted all of their ways. The beautifying of the eyebrows, stones of every valuable and select kind. Why so many women out here worshiping crystals, saying this crystal in my bra next to my titty does this. Oh, the crystals in next to my bedroom by the lamp does this. Oh, the crystals, the amethyst and the stones in the bathroom does this. Where do you think that came from? You think you mystically created these things? You think Wicca and paganism created these stones? You think you beating your face with makeup and doing tutorials of how good you look, you think that came from you? You think it came from ISIS? You think it came from Egypt? It came from a male, and it came from the sons of God. It came from Azazel. In which the whole point of the Day of Atonement, of forgiving of sins, I'm going to get into that later because it's almost the Day of Atonement is coming up next month. Well, yeah, in this month, in the next Gregorian calendar. It's coming up soon. In the Enochian calendar, it's coming up soon. If you read into the Day of Atonement, how it mentions Azazel. But Azazel taught these things. You look good based on what a fallen angel with a male said you should look like. That's why some of you are looking like RuPaul Drag Store, Drag Queen Storytime. Because y'all learn, because it's going back to what you originally learned it from. Where you think that the term Days of Noah comes from? It's a term that keeps, it keeps moving. It keeps being put out there. Days of Noah. Everybody's looking like men. Those big eyelashes, peacocking it. Big eyelashes, long nails. Contouring your face, contouring your nose so it looks more European. Contouring your chin. Where you think that came from? Men. A male angel. Y'all thinking these angels came down look like demons and corrupted beasts. I'm pretty sure all these angels are fine. I'm pretty sure that all of them are attractive. The Most High don't make ugly creatures. That should be a lesson in itself. The Most High don't make ugly. Y'all are making ugly. Lack of knowledge, lack of understanding makes you ugly. Tearing up your face, wanting to get dimples and look like K. Michelle, you're making yourself ugly. Tattooing your face like Drake and Chris Brown, you're making yourself ugly. So, put some respect on the Mashiach's name. His name is not Jesus Christ, nor ever will it ever be Jesus Christ. When you go knocking on that door, you think he's going to answer to Jesus Christ? You think a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Yehuda is going to answer to Jesus Christ, a Greek Roman name of which the people who actually killed him took his work, made it their own, because like I said before, this is what y'all do, made it their own. You think he's going to open up the door for you, knowing where that religion came from, knowing the people who did it, knowing what Book of Obadiah says, knowing that Esau is in the world and Jacob is the one that follows, knowing all that, you think he's going to open the door for Jesus Christ? You think he going to look in your heart and say, oh, it's okay to imagine that this is a white man with long flowy locks. Oh, it's okay to imagine a white man named Jesus Christ or Esau's Christos with blonde hair and blue eyes. It's okay if you imagine that. I'm going to open the door for you and see and show you who I am. You think he's going to even waste his time to do that? You've been in this country too long. I'll see you next week.